This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ian didn't say that at all. He's gladly serving his public duty, and he'll be back with us next week. Alex Hammerstone does join us, though, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec from Cleveland. How you doing, Alex? Or are you in Cleveland?
I am in Cleveland. Not doing too bad, although if I win the lottery, I can't really hide because I have a very unique name. So.
Well, but you could form a trust then. You could make it like, you know, or better yet, just turn it all over to me.
I would definitely send you a nice gift if I win.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Although cash is always the nicest gift. It's always the right color, sometimes not the right size. Highs today is 76 in Cleveland, 66 tomorrow and through the weekend. You guys are experiencing early fall, huh?
We are, unfortunately. It feels like our summer's probably pretty much over this year, which is there's a lot of fun fall activities. You know, go out and get pumpkins and apples and whatnot, but I would much prefer warmer weather.
So. Well, I'd trade with you any day, believe me. Let's talk about the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. There's a line in a movie, Apollo 13, that just happened to be on over the weekend where, you know, they're getting ready to splash down. They say there's a cyclone in the area, and it's like, is it going to hit them only if their luck changes, whatever. But it kind of seems like what the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office is going through. So many problems now, a cyber attack. I know you read the story. Are there a lot of details to be gleaned there at all, or does this seem like a pretty typical ransomware attack?
Not a lot from the stories, but I will say that it does seem like a typical ransomware attack. These are so common. You know, they're so common that they usually don't make the news unless they're, you know, some kind of interesting piece, right? Like it's a sheriff's office or a municipality or something like that. And, you know, really we've seen a lot of municipalities and government organizations much more commonly falling victim to this. So it's definitely growing. It's definitely common and certainly something that we see all over the country.
So take me through the anatomy of this. And just to be clear, Homeland Security and the governor's office and everything else working with the sheriff's office, Sheriff Susan Hudson quoted as saying that it's on a different server. Let me read the quote here. They've isolated that and the jail systems are on a separate server. And they're functioning just properly. We're able to run the jail, get people to court, and continue to do what we do every day. She said it didn't impact some of their systems. That was in a video statement they released. And they say that the sheriff's office employees discovered the problem around 8 o'clock when they had trouble logging into their computers. So take me through, not specifically this, because Alex doesn't know, but take me through the anatomy of a ransomware attack.
Absolutely. And then first of all, I do want to say it does look positive that they had things separated, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the most important critical systems, you know, were on a different server and separated from the others that were vulnerable to this. So you weren't seeing, you know, hackers able to unlock jail cells or things like that. But generally with a ransomware attack, you know, ransomware is really the outcome, and it can be installed or be introduced into an environment in a lot of different ways. Most commonly is probably social engineering, right? If you think about a hacker, you know, they don't want to, you know, stay up all night writing code or searching for a way in. The easiest way to get in is through somebody that already has access. And people need access to systems to do their job. So they'll often try to trick you into giving away your username and password, or, you know, clicking something that then gives them access to the system. And then
so basically, let me just slow you down a little bit. So basically what they're doing is knocking on a door and hoping that you answer. Accurate?
That is a pretty good analogy.
Okay.
You know, and they're hoping that not only do you answer it, you invite them in for, you know, coffee and tea, right?
Okay.
And that is common, right? And you know, oftentimes people try to blame people for clicking things or so on and so forth. But for a lot of, you know, jobs these days, it requires you to click on things and answer mm-hmm. emails and read things. But once they have that foothold, it'll spread, you know, however it can, and as far as it can until it meets some kind of barrier. And it will encrypt the machines or make them unusable.
So wait, let me go back a second if I can. Alex, slow down a little bit to go through this anatomy for those of us that are challenged when it comes to this sort of thing. So, I'm doing my job, and it's like, okay, let me – and I click on it, and then all of a sudden what happens from that point as far as the computer, the machine is concerned with the other party?
So as far as what you see, you know, I have this conversation pretty often because people will ask kind of what are the indicators once this happens. Mm-hmm. From the attacker's perspective, ideally you won't really see anything, right? It'll happen in the background, and you won't necessarily see it happening. And so what will happen is you'll click something. It'll allow the attacker to, you know, gain access to install something, mm-hmm. some kind of software on your machine or some kind of application that will then start to encrypt things and make them unavailable.
So would it be analogous to... a roach that's trying to get in your house and it keeps looking for opening after opening after opening, and then finally it finds a little bitty area and that's how it gets in?
That's a pretty good analogy, okay. Although even more so it'd be like if one of your kids, you know, sees a roach outside and brings it inside, right? It's not even...
No, but I mean after that, after the fact that you've already brought it inside, I guess, by the employee clicking on the email or whomever... That allows the roach to get onto the patio. I hate to keep talking about roaches here, but you understand what I'm saying? I guess I'm trying to figure out internally in the system what's going on with.
Absolutely. So once it kind of gets inside,
yeah.
Then it's able to move around.
That's when,
right?
It's probing, right? It's looking.
Right. It's because if you think about it, it's a lot of times systems are a lot like a house or a physical environment. And then it can be tough to get in from the outside, but once you're in, you have much more freedom of movement, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the general thing is, you know, you keep people out, but once they're in, people need to move around and employees need access and things like that. And so it'll take advantage of that and spread.
So when it comes to anti-ransomware software, is there such a thing where... Once the roach, I hate to keep talking about roach, let's make it a mouse. A mouse is a little bit more pleasant than a roach. Once the mouse gets inside and starts squeaking around, is there an antivirus equivalent of a cat that's there saying, you're not coming in here, or not?
There's multiple different kind of layers of approach that can be helpful, right? You know, everything from limiting people's access to only what they need to do their job. And also, you know, we're really big on monitoring for things, right? So looking for things that are not usual in the environment. You know, I always joke that, you know, if you were to see me online, you know, working at 3 p.m. on a Friday, it's unusual, right? And so if you see me log in at that time, it might be something wrong. Now, of course, that's a joke. I'm in consulting, so I work a ton. Mm-hmm. But it's really looking for things that are unusual and having systems in place that look for unusual activity, unexpected activity on these systems, and then alert something. So either they'll do something automatically to kind of shut down that activity or generate an alert that allows the IT or security team to then react and stop it. But it's, you know, there are other things, you know, obviously prevention is the most important part. You know, having good backups so that if your systems are encrypted, you have, you know, good backups.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So those systems that you can restore your systems and so on and so forth. But there's really no silver bullet or any one thing that people can do to prevent this completely. It's really a number of kind of layered protections.
So once it's in there, what are they advising now? Pay the ransom or don't? Because I know some governments have said, no, we're not paying anything because this will never end. And then have I had to rebuild everything, I guess, from the beginning. What happens if you decide to pay the ransom or not pay the ransom?
So it really depends, right? I know I use that answer a lot, but there's no assurance that if you pay the ransom, that you'll get the encryption keys or that things will get back to normal. And you are dealing with people that are, committing crimes after all. Yeah. And even if they do give you the encryption keys, we all see software or applications that don't work like they should. So you may not be able to get all your systems back. There are other issues. There are legal issues.
Wait. So
right?
You're saying just innocently, where they're not really trying to hold you up, their software to fix what they caused is insufficient. So they're giving you everything they got. It's just not good enough.
That's absolutely a possibility.
Okay. All right.
And then there are issues of, it is illegal to pay, people in certain countries, that are on certain government lists and so on and so forth. So the best thing to do is really to seek guidance from, attorneys and law enforcement on how to handle this. But really, we've seen a lot of cases where people pay the ransom and it doesn't work. There are cases out there where people pay the ransom and it does work. But the general advice is, to avoid paying that.
If I'm in a ransom business, what I'm going to do is while I'm in there running around like that little mouse, I'm going to find two ways and I'm going to institute plan A and I'm going to get paid the ransom and I'm going to give them the fix and this is going to work. Then I'm institute plan B. Has that happened before?
Absolutely. So there are kind of, multifaceted attacks, right? So they encrypt things and demand a ransom, but they also will steal data and then demand a ransom to not release that data, or they can sell that data or so on and so forth. So there are multiple ways that they can, make money from this process. And it's a huge industry, billions and billions of dollars per year, are being raked in by these groups. So it's really kind of eclipsing most other crime. It's very lucrative.
Let me take a break. I want to talk about some other internet scams. I'm open to phone lines, too, here. We have Alex on occasionally. If you've gotten texts that are suspicious or scams that you want to share, 504-260-1870. Share in terms of warning people about them. I've gotten a new one. I've been heavily recruited as of late, Alex. You'd be surprised how many people want me to make $5,000 a day from my own home.
That sounds like a good opportunity, right?
Yeah, you better believe. I've clicked on all of them, so I'll be sitting on Easy Street pretty soon, my friend. And also something about login with Facebook from Virginia or something that didn't seem right to me. 921, we'll be back. 504-260-1870. Any questions about cybersecurity, text them in. No texting and driving. Tommy Tucker, WWL. So, hello, my name is Isabella, and I'm a recruiter at Publicis Groupie. We saw your profile on several online recruitment platforms and were impressed by your background and experience. Daily pay ranges up to $738 after 3 days of work and blah, 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 blah. Tell me about this, the latest scams that are going around via text. And are they all variations of the same thing or not?
Variation.
Oh, by the way, I'm taking things for granted here. We're talking to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec, initially about the hack at the, the hack at the Sheriff's Office. Ian McNulty has jury duty today. He'll be back next Friday, but we're getting some valuable information from Alex Hammerstone. Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
No. So the scams absolutely, you know, stay pretty consistent in their format. What changes is kind of the story behind them, the story they're using to get you to click. And, you know, the job search scams are becoming more common. Mm-hmm. I think especially, you know, kind of the way the job market is, and a lot of people are looking for jobs. So those certainly have grown. The other thing, it's kind of, I love to be able to kind of tie the different parts of the show together, right, mm-hmm. is that jury scams are really on the upswing. Very common. We're seeing a lot up here. And what will happen is people will get a message that purports to be from the sheriff's department or, you know, the court saying you missed jury duty. And, you know, there's a fine involved and so on and so forth with a link to pay the fine or register or what have you. So jury scams are really, we're seeing a lot of those, you know, currently. And what's interesting, if you think about it, if you were to send that jury scam to 100 people, 99 might look at it and say, I never got anything in the mail. But somebody on that list, just by the law of averages, probably had jury duty. And so they'll certainly, you know, click and think that it's a real thing. And we're seeing people get hit with that pretty commonly.
Looking forward to it. Express when you've been waiting for something to finally happen. I don't know what that's about. I'm not going to respond to it. Is that one of those deals where they make you think like, and lure you in a conversation with, hey, who's this? What's going on? You got the wrong person, blah, blah, blah.
That's also big now. I get those all the time, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, you know, do you want to get dinner tonight or something very short that kind of, you know, piques your interest and you wonder, oh, you know, is this somebody I know calling from a different number or did I get the wrong number and I can be a nice person and tell them they got the wrong number. And then they'll kind of start a conversation that way. And so that's pretty common now, too, are these kind of ambiguous, unexpected text messages that don't appear to be a scam, right? It's not click this link or, you know, you've won $1 billion from the overseas lottery. It's just looks innocuous like that, a short message that's trying to start a conversation.
Somebody texted in, got the same text that I did about, I don't know, pops up when I'm in a truck, something about unauthorized login from Facebook in Virginia. First of all, for those of you that have wished me happy birthday on Facebook throughout the last 10 years, thank you, because I don't really do Facebook. So I didn't see your Facebook thank you birthday wishes, but thank you for them. Secondly, is that a scam that's going around now with Facebook or something?
Not necessarily. So what's important is I always tell people you should take advantage of every single alert possible. Mm-hmm. And that includes your bank and credit card companies, right? So sign up for those alerts.
But how do I know if this is real, if it's coming from Facebook?
So that's the thing, right? You don't necessarily. There can be some indicators if you can actually see it. But sometimes you'll get an alert that there's been a new login, and it may be from somewhere strange. But here's the thing. If you log in from home, you know, it'll oftentimes say a login from, you know, whatever city or where you live. If you're on your phone, though, it's common that the IP address, you know, using your cell phone might be somewhere else. And so it may look suspicious. So if you get one of those, there's a couple things. It'll usually say if it wasn't you, you know, let Facebook know, or if it wasn't you, we blocked it or something like that. But, you know, the challenge with those is it may be legitimate or it may not.
Somebody texted in, and this goes to your casting a wide net, I guess. I got a text from Amazon saying that my order was canceled and to click on a link to complete the cancellation. Interestingly, I had an Amazon order I was waiting on, so I was tempted. I didn't and signed on Amazon directly. The order arrived Sunday. It was a scam. So I guess, again, you just figure, well, somebody's got something coming from Amazon. I'll just cast a wide net and see who responds.
And that's probably a less wide net, right? Because probably 90% of the people that you send a text to are expecting an Amazon package. Mm. And I think that's the other thing is people kind of, when you see an Amazon-based scam, you know, I think a lot of us are kind of put our guard up because we're used to those. It's those very specific ones that will get you, right? So if you send out a 1,000 messages saying, you know, happy first day of, you know, school third grade parents. Mm-hmm. Well, 99 people don't have a third grader, but the one that does might click it, right? And then they're much more likely to follow through with the scammer's demands.
So tell me about some of the high-tech scams, the AI scams that are going around, the kidnapping thing and everything. I know we talk about it, but yet everyday people fall for it, about the AI, the voice imitations, et cetera. Alex, for grandparents out there, or parents with kids that are going off to school.
So this is really growing rapidly, right? So if we when we talked about this, you know, 6 months or a year ago, it was just kind of coming around. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as common. But, you know, what we call a grandparent scam, it's kind of an old scam, which is around spring break. It's pretty common, spring break time. Scammers will call people and say, hey, you know, your grandkid or your child has been arrested in Cancun. You know, we need you to send us money to bail them out and so on and so forth. And those have been around for a long time. A lot of people fall for them because it really, you know, tugs at people's heartstrings, you know, their concerns. But now with the ease of cloning someone's voice using AI, they'll call you and have it be, you know, somebody that you know in their voice, you know, telling you they're in trouble or they've been arrested or they need money because they're in the hospital. And it's much easier to fall for that, right? Because it sounds just like the person. It's really fascinating that a lot of the things that were only available to, you know, well-funded movie studios, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, are now available to anyone with the click of a button, right? There are these apps that very simply can take, you know, just a few seconds of somebody's voice that you can find online, and then you can have it say whatever you want in their voice. And if you think about how scams work, that's, you know, very effective, you know, whether it's somebody calling saying they're your boss or somebody calling saying they're a relative.
So let me play this through real quick. I'm a parent. Send my daughter off to school. I give her the speech. I'm worried about this, about that, especially, I hate to say especially a dad, but you know dads and little girls and all that stuff. So I get a call from what sounds like my teenage daughter, a freshman at school, saying I've been kidnapped, almost like the movie, what's the one, Taken. It's like I've been kidnapped. They're going to kill me. They're going to this. They're going to that. What does somebody do?
So in that case, you know, again, they're going to prey on your sense of urgency, right? I mean, that would be concerning to anyone. So one thing you can do, you know, before it happens is to come up with some kind of safe word, you know, kind of like your alarm system. And so, hey, if it's really you, you know, daughter, you know, what's our safe word? And if they don't know it, then, you know, you can assume it's some kind of scam.
I forgot. I know it. I'm just so afraid. I forgot.
Right. Or you can ask them something only they'd know, right? You know, I wouldn't ask my kids, you know, my anniversary because they're not going to know that, right?
Where'd you go to grandma? You know, who was your third grade teacher?
Right.
But yeah, again,
like that.
I'm so excited. I don't know. But I guess at that point, you call the police or something?
I think you call the police, right? And obviously, that would be terrifying. But
well, it would
know,
be, odds, but there are people out there that would do it.
Absolutely. But the odds of that being true are probably pretty low, right?
Right, exactly.
It's much more likely to be a scam than your kid was actually kidnapped, you know, in a foreign country, and now they're calling asking for $50,000 in Bitcoin.
I would say this can't be my kid because my kid would be asking for $1,500. That's what I would say.
Right, or they wouldn't have my phone number memorized.
Exactly, that's right. Thank you, Alex. We're making light of it, but it is a serious thing. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Anytime. Have a
great
day.
All right, so have a good weekend. 9:37, 23 till 10. It is football season. We come back. We're going to talk with JR, taking Vegas, take a preview of the NFL season, college season, also get some weekend winners. Right now, traffic on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.